Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTeo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Let's go to our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy and with Mike and also Bobby.
Hey, guys. A question, and I'll tie this into the, you know, untimely injury to J.J. McCarthy, you know, the rookie.
With the Vikings, the season, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby. He's out before the season even started. Obviously, that's good news for my boy Nick Mullins from Southern Miss. He was on the bubble. They had four quarterbacks. Now, I'm going to tie this into the Saints. Knowing that our offensive line has some quote-unquote question marks, and I know that two of the three quarterbacks, I mean, I'm not going to include Taysom Hill in this. I know he's kind of an emergency.
No, that's a good, right? That's a good thing the Saints have him, I think.
Yeah, I think so, Bobby. But let me say this. Do you guys think, I mean, you know, people are like, well, who's going to be QB2? I mean, it looks like to me both Haener and Rattler are going to be on the active roster based on the off. I mean, you see what happened with the Vikings. And, again, looking at the, you know, Derek Carr is going to get hit a lot. And he's going to hear the footsteps. And the way things are playing out, like Bobby said, we saw Trevor Penning on the ground a lot. I hope that changes. I hope Chase Young doesn't beat him for three sacks every practice. Is that Trevor Penning not being up to par, or is that because Chase Young's a beast? I don't know. All I'm saying is it looks like we're going to need
a little bit of both. It could be a little bit of both. I mean, if Chase Young is turning that corner and his neck's fine, no, I'm not saying you beat him 3 out of 3, but I would still expect Chase Young to beat Trevor 2 out of 3. You know, I think he'd have the edge on him. I don't know about 3 out of 3. That ain't good for the tackle. So, but I don't know, Jimmy. You say like, you know.
Listen, we're getting to the point of no return with Trevor Penning now. I think you're to that point as a coaching staff. I think we all have our feelings a little different, maybe as media people. But as a coaching staff, you're to the point of no return. Either he starts producing on the field or you got to get somebody else. And it's obvious he's not going to get too much better than what you've seen. I think it's between his ears, to be honest with you. It, just everything, his setup, his technique has never gotten better. It looks like the same Trevor Penning we saw a year ago. The exact same guy. You're going to have to go out and get your veteran tackle.
Or maybe call back James Hurst or something. I don't know.
Let's see if James, I mean, he ain't getting beat up with Fletcher and Coach Morrow on Channel 6.
The only thing is they got the veteran backup, Ali Udo, then Landon Young. But like Coach Allen said, no, he'd give them every opportunity, you know, to beat out Trevor Penning. But, Mike, they all haven't really.
None of them have.
Like, if you look, Pro Football Focus, not the gospel, but they evaluate every snap. And Trevor Penning, I want to say he graded like in the 40s, and Landon Young graded in the 30s against the Cardinals. So that ain't good. So it'd be interesting to see. I wonder if Dennis Allen would ever have a Sean Payton statement. Remember when we had that Rams tackle? You know, I remember singing like Charlie Brown. He's a clown. And the whole thing, he was a second-round pick in 2010, and he was finally given a shot to start left tackle in 2013, and they played the Rams. And he had to go against Robert Quinn. And it was a disaster. And then all of a sudden, that's when Sean Payton says, I saw enough, period.
You're to that point.
With Dennis, I don't know if Dennis Allen has that personality if he'd ever say with Trevor Penning, I saw enough.